عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معاذا إلى اليمن. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه reported رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had sent حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه to Yemen. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had sent him as a governor to Yemen, and at the same time Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had sent him as a qazi, as a judge to Yemen at that time, and as a teacher to teach the people. So he had multiple responsibility. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, a very great sahabi. فقال, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him, ud'uhum ila shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anni Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that invite the people to this kalima la ilaha illallah, that is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anni Rasulullah, and I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم خمس صلوات في كل يوم وليلة. If these people accept this, then inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made five daily salahs compulsory on them. We learn something from here, is that people must be taught gradually. Can't expect people to learn everything at one time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first told him here that invite them that and tell them that say the kalima la ilaha, invite them to the kalima la ilaha illallah, and that I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they accept this, then go to the next stage, and now tell them or invite them to read this five times daily salahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon them. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if they accept this, فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا ذَلِكَ فَأَعْلِمْهُمْ فَأَعْلِمْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ إِفْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ وَتُرَدُّ عَلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ. If now they accept salah, then inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made zakat compulsory upon them, and it is taken from the rich and given to the poor amongst them. It is taken from their rich and given to the poor amongst them. Now if they accepted salah, now go to the next stage, tell them about zakat and inform them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made zakat obligatory upon them, obviously with the laws of zakat, and then it is taken from the rich and given to the poor. One point ulama mentioned from here is that it shows that it's always good that a person should give first zakat in his own community. In other words, to the people first of your community, and then given outside other places, overseas, etc. Wherever the need is, look where the need is. If there's a need in your area, then a person shouldn't be skipping this area and going to another area. Ideally, a person should be giving it in the area where they need. Obviously, if there's more need at another place, now he gives his zakat in that place where the need is greater. So first person looks to see where there's a need. If there's a need in his community, in his area, from this hadith we learn, it is taken from their rich, given to their poor. So he gives it there. If not, then give it to a place where there is a greater need. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, umiltu an uqatil al-nas hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa yuqimu salah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I've been commanded to fight people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Wa yuqimu salah, and that people perform salah. Wa yu'tu zakah, and they discharge zakah. فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَٰلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. If people do this, they fulfill these things, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they discharge their salah, they fulfill their salah, they discharge their zakah. If they do this, عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, then they have protected their lives and their wealth from me, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ, except if there is a justified right of Islam. Now there is a justified right of Islam for these people to be killed, etc. For example, qisas, a person had killed somebody else, or a person had harmed somebody else. Now this is one type of qisas where this person will be harmed equally to that amount of harm that he caused this particular person. So here now this is known as a right of Islam, except if it is justified by a right of Islam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and their accountability is left to Allah. We will do what we need to do, but as far as the accountability is concerned, that is not our job. That is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith which is almost similar to this hadith in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, لما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان أبو بكر وكان من كفر من العرب وكفر من كفر من العرب. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had passed away, And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was now the Khalifa. Then many people of the Arab, those people from the Arab lands, they had now renegated. They had become murtad. Ulama explained that they weren't really Muslims. They had never really accepted Iman thoroughly. Although outwardly, they would come in the form and take the form of Islam. But because they were new, they never really taken Islam thoroughly. So what had happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, many of these people had become murtad. وقال عمر رضي الله عنه كيف تقاتل الناس وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يقولوا لا إله إلا الله. So Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه now decided to wage war against these people. So Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه cautioned him that this is how Muslims work. When one person is doing something, another one, he feels that he's not doing right, he should caution him. Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه was at that level now where he could caution Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه and warn him or tell him how he felt about it. So he told him initially that how can you fight these people? Outwardly now these people were not giving zakat. So what had happened was many of them, they said, no, we are not going to give our zakat. They started denying the giving of zakat. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu felt that you can't fight with such people. You can't kill such people that have the Muslims but they're not giving their zakat. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now explains to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I've been commanded to fight with people until they say, La ilaha illallah, فَمَنْ قَالَهَا فَقَدْ عَصَمَ مِنِّي مَالُهُ وَنَفْسَهُ. So first, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is telling Hazrat Abu Bakr this. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said these words. What words he had said? That I've been commanded to fight people until they say, La ilaha illallah. When they say, La ilaha illallah, they have saved themselves, they have prevented their wealth and their lives from me, except for the haqq of Islam. So these people, they have said La ilaha illallah. In other words, outwardly they appear to be Muslims. So how can you fight with them? This was the proof that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had presented to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That these people, they said La ilaha illallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if these people say La ilaha illallah, if the people say La ilaha illallah, then their wealth is protected from me and their lives are protected. So how can you fight with them when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this? So this is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had presented to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa hisabuhu ala Allah. And he also mentioned the last part, that their accountability will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That firstly they are Muslims, we can't fight with them, and then their accountability will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu retorted, he replied and he said, وقال Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, والله لو قاتلنا من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. He said, والله, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will fight with those that create a distinction between salat and zakat. فَإِنَّ الزَّكَاةَ حَقُّ الْمَالِ. For verily zakat is the haqq and the right of wealth. والله لو منعوني إقالا كانوا يؤدونه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then further he went on to say, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if these people even deny giving me the rope, they would normally give that animal of zakat, they would give it together with the rope of the animal. Even if they deny giving me the rope, so they not forget the animal itself, just the rope. If they say we're not giving the rope, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, لَقَاتَلْتُمُهُمْ عَلَى مَنْعِهِ. I will fight them because of the refusal to give even that rope. It shows how firm Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was on deen. That he didn't want to compromise one inch. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left his deen 100%. Why should I compromise and make changes to deen? Even if he did not prepare to give me that rope also that they would give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time they would give the rope with the animal. Now if they say they want to give you a shot, even that amount of the rope which is insignificant, even to that extent, I will still fight them. Choose how serious Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took the deen. He didn't want any changes to come into the deen. Qala Umar, Umar radiallahu anhu, day after replied, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنْ رَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَدْ شَرَحَ صَدْرَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ لِلْقِتَالِ فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu then replied, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had actually thought and had actually seen now and realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had expended the breast of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to fight, and I accepted it as truth. Here we learn another thing, is that where we find and we realize that what somebody is saying is correct, even though if it's going against us, it's going against our tabiat, it's going against our proof, what we initially thought, we must be prepared to accept it. Immediately, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I realized that Allah Pak had opened up the chest of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah Pak had inspired him, and what he is saying is right. Immediately I accepted what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying. One very important point we take from here is that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it came down the ages, you would find that Allah Pak had kept people in place, would go out of their way to ensure that there is no amendments, there is no changes, there is no clipping, there is no adulteration, there is no, as we say, interpolation of the deen. People always looking after the deen. So therefore also we should see how we can fit ourselves in. See, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he never said that the deen will be changed. He said how we can fit ourselves in, otherwise I will fight with these people. So like that, we should also have that principle that the deen will always remain 100%. We shouldn't, even to the extent of one small insignificant thing like a rope, want to change the deen. Rather, we must be prepared to change ourselves. This is the thinking of a Muslim. I will fit in deen. I won't try to make deen fit into my lifestyle. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.